Welcome to a poolside Victory Monday edition of Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan and John Osier here recapping a Colts win here at Everbank Field yesterday. John, it was a different type of win. Not dramatic, not exciting really. It was just they got it done.
Well, I've used the word workmanlike to describe this game. And it really was. It's easy to say going into a game in December, well, if we're a good team, we're going to win this game. It's easy to say we should do this, we should win it, we're a better team than they are, 3-9. It's willing to do that. It's another thing to do it the way they did it, without drama in the second half, without having to worry about it. Good teams win the way the Jaguars won out here on Sunday. I think the way they did it, the confidence that it can give them that they do belong in that conversation, I think it'll serve them well over the final month of the season.
Blake Bortles, 26 of 35, 309 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. You think this is his best game of his career?
Well, forget all the stats. I know you just listed all the stats.
A lot of them, yeah.
But it was beyond stats for Blake yesterday. He looked comfortable in the pocket. He looked in command. A key thing, he got help from his wide receivers. He'd been playing okay the last 3 or 4 weeks, but he hadn't gotten that help, those big plays. But beyond that, you've been hearing for 3 or 4 weeks about Blake's command of the offense and how the coaches really thought that he was playing better than maybe fans thought. I thought on Sunday it all came together for him. Was it his best game statistically? I don't know. It was certainly the best game for having a performance that you felt like, okay, this can stick. He's leading the offense the way they wanted him to. His teammates believe in him. I think he's going to have a good final month of the season, and I think it all started on Sunday.
Now, guaranteed, this is the first time since 2010 the Jags will at least have an 8-8 season. So you've met that plateau. The next one is getting to be a playoff contender.
Well, and that's a bigger plateau than it should be. But it's been so long since this team was at 500. For the season, I hope this would be a 7 or 8 victory team. I thought it had a chance to get out of that double-digit abyss, to get back in contention, if you will. Now you've got a month left to improve on that. More than that, you've got a game on Sunday that has a chance to be one of those respect statement. I hate those words, but they're good words this week. Because if the Jaguars can win this, all the respect that they talked about yesterday, hey, we need to win in December if we're going to be respected, win Sunday and you get it.
It'll definitely be an exciting one on Sunday, to say the least.
Well, it's going to be an atmosphere here that I haven't seen, I don't think, since I've been back in 2011. The losing feels in the past. This is a game where the atmosphere should be electric. The defense is going to come out fired up. I'm excited about Sunday already, and it's 6 days away.
Well, be sure to come back here on Wednesday. We'll get you ready for that exciting matchup against the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. Until then, thanks for watching.